Hey, Resilience family. Good afternoon or good evening or wherever you are. Hello. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday,
you guys. We are almost through the first month of 2023. Has time vastly approaching? Vastly. I mean, it's you guys, you see me twiddling with my hair because it's like, okay, we just entered into this year and already.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 22nd. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Just wow. So today, guys, we digging in. We're gonna do a little teaching. Just some things we're learning. That's been happening in our lives, and we're seeing how God is revealing. We're going to talk about the mind. Because the mind is where everything begins, and it's where it ends. It's where we, as they call it, manifest or faith up. It's where your faith comes. You know, it's where your feelings intertwine with it. It all goes together. So we want to dwell into the mind because we want our 2023 to be a blessed one. You want your 2023 to be a blessed one. We want everyone to level up this year. We want everyone to faith up this year. We want everyone to simply believe, simply have faith, and you know that you know because the word said so, that you shall be good, you shall be healthy, you shall be prosperous. So it begins in the mind. Oh, just, man, it begins in the mind. So you want to kick this off, Britt, or do you want me to kick this off?
So when we speak about the mind, and I was speaking in earlier about what we were discussing, a lot of I've heard and I hear it and I see it, including myself, in the spiritual realm of a lot of distractions. We're distracted by the sad news of, you know, all the derogatory and truthful facts that and events that take place that are not necessarily warranted and not very, you know, calming or comfortable. So that's the purpose of us having a podcast, to speak on positivity, to try to keep focus, to train yourself. When we get distracted with the world and all the things, then we find ourselves in a place we didn't think we would be back. It can easily happen. But we have to rid of those. And like Ms. Dawn says, we have to train our mind. We, if you're spiritual, for us, we have to transform the mind. And it, here's the thing, and I was just telling a friend a little while ago, I said, the problem is if you could take, I said, you are not allowing God to fix because he has to deal with you. And for you to fix what you put yourself in.
Yes.
He never told you to go there. He never told you to do that. But he was there. He was there watching every decision you made, every thought came across, and not one time did we include him. So now he has to deal with us for us to fix the problem. Now, does that mean that he's not fixing the problem? No. He's fixing you because you're the problem.
But check it. The good thing is that the outcome has always remained the same. It's just now you done taking yourself through these loops and hoops now, you know, because of some of, you know, our own decisions, some of our own doing. It ain't always the devil. It's sometimes it's us.
It is definitely us. I'm not even going to say sometimes. I'm going to say, and like mommy said today, devil's like, I didn't tell them to do that, but I'll take it, you know. I'll take credit if that's what you want to do, but I didn't do it. But the thing is, it's part of that what we spoke on recently about, you know, a few weeks past about disappointment.
That's good.
Is it that other people disappointed us, or is it that we put them on a pedestal of expectation to be like us, think like us, be like us, see like us, just because we have a common ground? They are not us.
Mm-hmm.
So we are our own disappointment, and this is another distraction that now you have to try to get rid of. Okay, being hungry, having the proper fuel, that's a part of your mind and focus. Now, we can go two ways with that. Fuel, as in for, is the physical body, getting the proteins, the vitamin C, Sometimes we do a little bit more riboflavin. But here's the thing. Are we filling up properly when we are resting? Are we filling, and when we're resting, when I mean rest, are we resting in the Lord and sitting there to listen? And I'm guilty. Long enough to listen to get refueled.
Right. That's good. That's good.
And, then when you're resting in him, Psalms 23:2, which is Psalms is my 23 is my favorite book. Because it lays it down on every venue. I mean, resting, from you going through trials, from you having forgiveness, from you, you know, submitting to God and listening to his word, and how forever, man, don't get me started. But in 23:2, it says, he maketh me lie down, to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes. That's rest. That's rest. What does it really mean? People say, oh, how do you? Rest is peace, the peace that God's peace, first of all, not our peace. Our fleshly peace lasts for 2 seconds, and then we're back at fussing and cussing whoever, whatever, whatever out. Like I have my neighbors right now in there, whatever. We're going to pray for them. But that rest is the joy, is the strength, is the love of the Lord. That rest is the peace that you have in your heart, in your mind. That rest is God's touch.
Yes. Yes. So let's back it up a little bit. Let's talk about the mind. That includes, like she was saying, your cognitive capacities. It has your thoughts, your ideas, your images, your beliefs. That's how you envision. That's how your vision comes. Your mind. Your mind, that's what ground zero, you know? That is your battlefield. That's, you know, numero number one. That's there. So you got to exercise it, you know? Not just with the brain, because that's it's a huge muscle. It's a huge muscle, but you got to exercise it. Whereas you got to discipline yourself. You got to be mindful. You have to pray. You have to meditate.
Repent.
Yeah.
You have to repent. And like mommy said, you got to repent before you pray.
Oh, yeah.
Because if not, people's like, hi, you know, it's supposed to be prayer and repent. Yeah. Alphabetically in the world, yes. Okay. But spiritually, we have to repent before we pray.
Oh, yeah, because we're all not perfect, you know.
Right. Repentance is basically a filter. You go to repent, you're shaking all the debris and all the things that are unnecessarily and not needed. Because what you had to do is remove the unforgiveness, remove the, you know, spirit of offense, remove the adultery mentality, you're sifting, removing. Once you do, now you go into prayer, because now you're able to hear, because you had all that debris powder will tell, but you, are you going to hear the prayer of the Lord? Now, I'm not saying that you can't hear him everywhere, but this, we're talking about the cloudiness in your mentality.
Yes.
Has to be clear in order to hear him.
Your mind gives birth. Seriously. you program one way growing up. You know how your parents lead you, how they guide you, how the school is teaching you, how the world is teaching you. So you want to come. And like she's saying, cleanse it. You want to come and train that muscle to do, to help perform, to help build, to help grow. It goes to everything that we do, your health, the way your life is, your career, you know. Some people might have businesses. The mind births it all. It's all that mindset. All that mindset. Sorry, that's my notes, my little book, y'all. Got a few of them like everywhere. But we want to just bring it to you guys that the mind is really sensitive, that you really need to nurture it. You need to take care of it. And I've been there, guilty of it. You talking about a broke mindset, baby? Yeah. I don't want that poor mentality no more. I don't want that broke mindset anymore. I don't want to be, and I'm about to go into the physical, into the world realm. I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck anymore because it all goes together. That peace that surpasses everything. God first. You believe, you have that faith, and then it ripples. It ripples. It touches. It manifests into your blessings. Into your blessings here on earth. Because God wants you to be prosperous. God wants you to be happy. He wants you to be at peace. I'm sorry. He did not say be poor and woe is thou. It just is what it is. And it's right there in the word. So again, the mind. The mind.
And you know what? The heart and the mind. It's like, okay, it was quoted by a gentleman who was like trying to do the breakdown in the creation of science, but he went biblical as well. Hmm. You can find it on www.c as in cat, s as in Sam, u as in umbrella, n as in Nancy.edu. It's the California State University Northridge. But he basically indicated that the equivalent uses of the heart and mind in the Bible. And he derived it from Romans 1 and 28. And he put in there, he aversed to the here, the word mind cannot replace with heart and make the sense out of two of them. So he said, although the heart and mind are comparable in many places, they are certainly not equal. And do not refer to the same entity. So what Ms. Dawn is basically telling all of us is that it starts here. And if you don't get it under control or learn to put the proper barriers or limitations and certain things, or I'm going to give you an example, like a lot of us caught up on social media, spending more time on social media. Now more our minds are, oh, we got to see what's going on. We got to see. Once it enters there and it seeps into this heart, it's hard to turn it around.
So let's go back to that Romans 1:28. Sorry, I'm taking my glasses off, guys, so I can read. Mm-hmm. It says, and this is the NIV version, guys. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. So this is actually God was bringing wrath to mankind in this point in the Bible, unfortunately, because they were just doing some of everything. It's just
everything. Sodom and Gomorrah is one example.
So what we're just trying to bring to you guys about the mind is you got to train it up. You got to train that muscle. Proverbs 21:29, an upright man gives thought to his ways. Be intentional. You have to be intentional.
And when she says be intentional, that means that monitor your time. Marshal it properly. And also rid of the distractions. Feed your body spiritually and physically. Set goals for yourself. like Ephesians 3 and 20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. He's talking to our spirit man. And my mother, spiritual mother, taught us about that we're always going to be flesh first because that's who we know, that's who we see, that's who we spent time with mostly. And it's hard to train that spirit man because we're so caught up with all the men of flesh, feeding the flesh. And the more time, and she said this, and it's so true, both of them are going to reveal who they are depending on the time that you spent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. So, it shows in your actions, most definitely.
Yes, and your thoughts. And your thoughts. Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. We could give you scripture after scripture after scripture, which is good because we want you to study it. We want you to learn it. Yet I want you to get it in you. I really want you to get it in you so that it reflects in your life, so that people do see the fruit that you bear. And again, it begins in the mind. It's that mindset. It's what you decide on. Ecclesiastes 8:16. I applied my mind to know wisdom. You got to be intentional. You have to be. You have to want that change, and you have to believe it, and you have to know it.
You have to
do it. That way you could change. You could change your mindset. You could change what's happening in your life. Speaking from experience, guys, truly speaking from experience. And I will always go back to when I lost my son and people be like, how you doing it? You know, why are you still existing? You know, how do you keep moving forward? Or, you know, and knowing that they still ain't found the one that killed my son. For some that don't know, my son was murdered about 2.5 years ago. He was 18. And yeah, life happens. And I'm not trying to make it small, I'm not trying to make it minute because that was my only son. But God. I choose to move forward, you know? Everybody I know has a story and has something they've been through. Seriously, health-wise, financially, physically, with family, with friends, life, because it's what life does. And sometimes Satan will throw you a monkey, you know, that monkey wrench, to try to trip you up. Yet, it goes back to the mind, the training of the mind, your mindset, faith. You have to believe. If you read in that word, the word will become you. We will see it in the fruit that you bear.
You read that word, you study that word, you attempt to apply it in every way possible without compromising.
Yes.
God telling you, don't ever, ever, ever compromise. And it's basically what she said, you have to meditate, you have to study, you have to train yourself. And that's what God says in Psalm 77:11-12. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. I will meditate on all thy work and of talk of thy things, of thy doings. So we meditate in continuously, like she said, and it's not something you just divers into and no. You pace yourself. You connect with somebody who knows this word. And if you don't know it, you both can learn to do it together.
Yes.
I promise you, there are some real people out here really teaching, evangelists, apostles, prophets, ministers, pastors, teachers. They are out here. They are real ones, and I'm not knocking. You know, but some people touch a little bit. No, no, no. If God dips us down, we need to dip down. ain't no teeter-totting on to the water. You dip down.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and let yourself absorb and saturate into that word. Allow it to saturate. Meditate. Let it manifest. And as she stated, then you will see your light. That you couldn't see in the midst of the darkness you engulfed in.
Yes. Titus 1:9, have a strong and steadfast belief in the trustworthy message. That's meaning God's word. And he speaks to you. Britt said, you sit in silence sometimes so you can hear him talk to you. That's another part in training your mind just to flow, to live. It is just, it's an urgency this year, 2023.
Yes.
To cultivate your mind, to protect the mind. Because it's the battlefield. That's why we have a lot of mental health issues. Some don't get healed from it.
They don't.
Sad. Yet it's real, guys. It is real. Yet you could cultivate it. It's help out there. It really is. So again, protecting the mind, that one of the big muscles, I call it the brain. It's one of the big muscles for me besides my heart. Because where the heart is where everything flows and it connects with the mind. They talking to each other, they conversing, you know. And sometimes I think I did a post long ago. I'm gonna have to find it. It was the brain and the heart. He grabbed the hand, I was like, come on, we gotta get on the same page. He's like, we need to talk. And I was just like, yes, yes, we do. We gotta have that balance. So cultivate the mind, guys. Protect your mind. Take that time out. Read. Journal. Meditate. Yes. Pray. Take a walk. Yes. Sit in your silence.
Make a to-do list.
Yes.
Just make a to-do list of, you know, things, like she said, things that you can do to meditate. Things that you can do in the peace. Your journal. You know.
Write them thoughts out, because I have to. My mind be racing sometimes. I'm guilty.
Exactly. And when you're racing, sometimes you miss the things that you were like, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. But just, you know, pace yourself.
Yes.
Pace. Pace yourself in the Lord, in his word.
Yes.
Pace yourself.
And then reflect in the natural, because you're going to have to pace yourself there too. It is both paths one will lead. I'm tired. God leads. It will flow. I'm telling you, it will flow. It will flow. It will flow. So just protect your mind, guys.
Protect your mind.
Protect your mind, because it flows. It connects and it flows. And you want to bear good fruit. You want to bear that good fruit.
Because we are connected to the vine.
Yes. And you want to be happy and at peace here on this earth, this natural, you know? You want to live to the fullest, you know? You don't want to be stressed out. Don't want to be worrying. That ain't a God. No. It's not. So just that urgency, guys, that we're giving you. Protect the mind. Nurture your mind. It's vital. It's vital, especially in this time that we're in. It's really vital. And it leads to everything. It'll help you flow. It's going to help you live the life God called you to live. It's help you lead you to your purpose.
Your mind is just like a garden. Take all the weeds that you don't need or that needs to be used. Water it properly. Give it the proper fuel. Read to it, give it some sun, you know, give it some air, give it some more water, and watch God as you grow. Watch him as you grow. That's so awesome.
It is. So thank you guys for tuning in or listening later. Guys, because we are on other platforms, you could get us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. We're somewhere everywhere. Catch us on YouTube.
TikTok.
Yes. Please subscribe. And again, nurture your mind. Take care of you. It's only one of you. And then give us this one life. Let's live it. Let's live it to the fullest. Because I feel it. I feel it this year, guys. It's going to be a blessing. It really is. It's going to be some, you know, hiccups. But for the most part, it's going to be a blessing. And we want you to learn how to balance it and maintain it. Balance and maintain it. So nurture that mind, guys. We love you. We love you. We love you. And as always, always, always stay safe, stay well, and be resilient.
And stay prayed up. Love you. Yes.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a blessed one, family.